It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Here's what the ESPN layoffs really mean. In the last couple of weeks, cable television sports giant ESPN has been handing out a lot of pink slips. Familiar names such as NBA analyst Jeff Van Gundy, been there 17 years, longtime SportsCenter host and NFL analyst Susie Colbert, 27 years, former NFL quarterback Steve Young had been with them 22 years, and former NBA player Jalen Rose has been on the team for 16 years at ESPN. They're among the better-known talents, which were sent to the dugout permanently by ESPN in the last month. This summer's job reductions at the worldwide leader in sports have sent a number of familiar sports names to the Bristol, Connecticut Unemployment Office. Now here's ESPN's official statement from June 30th of this year, quote, "Given the current environment, ESPN has determined it necessary to identify some additional cost savings in the area of public-facing commentator salaries, and that process has begun. This exercise will include a small group of job cuts in the short term and an ongoing focus on managing costs when we negotiate individual contract renewals in the months ahead. This is an extremely challenging process involving individuals who have had tremendous impact on our company. These difficult decisions, based more on overall efficiency than merit, will help us meet financial targets and ensure future growth." That's a lot. So let's break down that long statement and take a closer look at what's actually going on at ESPN. Number one, cost savings. When profits drop, a company will need to cut some overhead if they don't expect a rebound anytime soon. And the personnel recently let go by ESPN were deemed to be contributing to corporate overhead, but not adding enough to the company's bottom line. For example, ESPN's NBA announcer crew has been comprised of three people for many, many years. Play-by-play man Mike Breen, along with former NBA player and current analyst Mark Jackson, have teamed with former NBA coach Jeff Van Gundy on the telecast. And in this recent layoff, Van Gundy was deemed expendable. And that means that the company felt that his salary did not translate into enough viewer loyalty to justify his contract pay. Now, for those of us old enough to remember the original Monday Night Football, the opinionated journalist named Howard Cosell became a discussion item around just about everyone's coffee pot on Tuesday morning following those Monday Night Football games. His weekly jousting with former NFL quarterback Don Meredith became a must-see part of that show. Their generally friendly battles helped to attract millions of non-conventional football viewers. So in the case of basketball analyst Jeff Van Gundy, ESPN apparently felt that its NBA basketball ratings would not be hurt by the loss of his commentary beginning this fall. "During my business career, I noticed that many companies use the cover of a corporate layoff to rid themselves of certain individual employees. Some casualties may include a few of the corporate troublemakers, and other cuts usually involve senior staff who are near the top of their pay grades who could be replaced in the future with, of course, lower-paid new employees. General layoffs like those at ESPN can be used very creatively to sweep aside certain individual employees who also may have fallen out of favor with the company's current culture." Number two in what we see in the ESPN layoffs include individual contract renewals and overall efficiency. Let me explain. In reviewing the talent recently released by ESPN, there is a similarity to Jeff Van Gundy's situation as it applies to most of those employees. The corporate management believed that the cost of those people's salaries did not translate into producing enough viewer loyalty to justify their ongoing cost. If any ESPN on-air talent was not able to generate enough buzz and ratings to justify his or her salary, they might find themselves looking for work, if not released now, by the end of their current contract. And while ESPN is shedding several very competent sports personalities, the network is also overpaying for a few of their blowhards, too. For example, ESPN's resident hot take artist, Stephen A. Smith. He comes with a very large salary, estimated at $12 million every year. Now, he's still on the payroll. The former print journalist has dutifully worked his way up the ladder at ESPN and is now considered by management as a drawing card to attract viewers. Though many of us feel like he sounds a little bit too much like TV's George Jefferson from The Jeffersons, Stephen A. Smith will provide his opinion on just about everything. Like him or not, his versatility and memorable personality make him a valuable commodity for the ESPN network. While longtime ESPN on-air staff was being released recently, the company's been dancing around their recent hiring of another on-air personality by the name of Pat McAfee. The former NFL punter has a unique and outsized on-air personality. After leaving the NFL a few years ago, Pat McAfee has worked hard on his television show and built a sizable audience on FanDuel over the last few years. In May of this year, he accepted a jaw-dropping offer to come and join ESPN. Just 1 month before ESPN announced his layoffs at the end of June, Pat McAfee signed a contract worth a reported $17 million per year over the next 5 years. Now, like Stephen A. Smith, Pat McAfee is a very versatile personality who is either loved or hated by sports fans. He will host a variety of radio and television programs for the network soon, and his face will be plastered all over ESPN any day now. With ESPN paying nearly $30 million per year for just Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee, you have to wonder if most of ESPN's recent layoffs were simply to cover the high cost associated with retaining and promoting those two personalities. Now, longtime beloved ESPN personalities such as College Football Game Day co-host Lee Corso and college basketball analyst Dick Vitale are likely to be pushed aside soon, too. Now, in Dickie V's case, he is hoping to return this fall after getting some treatment for vocal cord cancer, and we want Dickie V back.
Yes!
But even those two very lovable 80-year-old gents who helped build ESPN's corporate brand, don't be surprised if the network should cut those two legends when their contracts expire, too. And woe to any other top performer at ESPN who might have been hoping to ring the cash register for their raise anytime soon. A friend of mine, Shreveport's Tim Brando, feels their pain. He worked at ESPN as an on-air personality and a play-by-play announcer for many years. Now working for Fox Sports, Timmy B offered a little bit of advice for any of those who might want to break into the sports broadcasting business soon. He said, quote, "This is the message to all young broadcasters. Two words. Content creator. If you're a content creator, there's a future. That's what Stephen A. and Pat McAfee and Colin Cowherd are. They create their own content, and they're very good at it. And if you're attracting that many eyeballs, the people are going to want you." Now, with regard to some of Timmy B's friends affected by the ESPN layoffs, he added, quote, "I hope that they all find their niche or their golden parachute because they're very talented. Problem is that the industry is now soft. The economy is a reflection of how our industry is going to react. And the economy is soft. The landscape is difficult. It's a corporate thing, and these are largely Disney layoffs." And while he was on a roll, Tim Brando hit the nail on the head when he was asked about ESPN's current daily programming and its declining television ratings. He said, "I'm not a fan of today's shows. These debate shows are regurgitating the same stuff every day, talking about the same issues, and I just don't get it. I really think that college football gets shortchanged at ESPN. College athletics in general gets shortchanged. The national shows only seem to talk about the NBA or Tom Brady, LeBron this or LeBron that." You're not going to get an argument from me on that one, Timmy B. Third issue, the bottom line is always the bottom line. ESPN is owned by the Walt Disney Company. The parent company has three primary divisions. The movie business has been losing money of late, as many of the former fans of the company have been disappointed or turned off by Disney's content in recent years. The theme park business has carried the profitability banner for decades, but Disney's park attendance in 2023 has been sagging. Then the third portion of the Disney corporate portfolio, ESPN has invested billions of dollars years into the future to ensure that the company will continue bringing live professional and college sports to cable television and digital online subscribers. With disappointing advertising revenues, though, ESPN and Disney remain on the hook for massive fixed costs associated with the long-term contracts in place with a variety of sports leagues. The publicly traded Disney, which is DIS on the New York Stock Exchange, has seen its stock price tumble from $124 a share back in August 2022 to close recently at $88.62 just 11 months later here in July 2023. Now that's a 29% stock loss in value in less than 1 year. Even with Disney's falling stock price recently, the company carries a hefty current price-to-earnings ratio of 40. Now that means the earnings multiple is usually reserved for a rapidly growing company which utilizes its cash flow to fund additional projects and the growth of the company. As of mid-year this year, none of Disney's three primary business segments are growing, and Disney does not pay a dividend on its stock to stockholders either. So those stockholders only make money when that share price goes up. Today, Disney stock might be considered a bargain by some, but other investors might consider it to be a falling knife to get out of the way because it hasn't hit rock bottom yet. The market will set Disney stock price based on how investors feel about the long-term future of this entertainment giant. So in summary, with Disney's movie business and theme park divisions struggling to meet corporate financial goals this year, the company's ESPN segment, which has been losing money for many years, has been long overdue for some rather significant financial restructuring. And this round of cuts may be signaling a number of other changes coming soon at ESPN. I'm Swamp Swami.